You're listening to the Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Well, we're getting close. We are getting close, close to Holy Week, but we're not there yet. This week, we're taking a look at the fourth Sunday of Lent. The first reading comes from 2 Chronicles. You might have to take a look for that one. Most people don't read 2 Chronicles often. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 14 to 17 and verses 19 to 23. Our psalm response from Psalm 137, the first six verses. Second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And our gospel from St. John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. You will notice a very famous verse in the midst of that one, the end zone verse. 3:16 does come between 3:14 and 21. So let's take a look. My brothers and my sisters, there's a battle going on in the world. There has been since Eden, and there will be until Christ comes again. It's the battle between sin and grace. Now, that's kind of tricky because most of us understand sin pretty well. But when you ask most Christians what grace is, it's pretty confusing, especially when you ask most Catholics, because the Catholic understanding of grace is wider and larger and more vast and more revelatory than almost any other Christian denomination, actually than any other Christian denomination. So when you say sin versus grace, depending on the denomination of Christian you're talking to, they're going to have a different understanding of grace. And our church teaches in her wisdom that grace is more than just an external thing. It's more than just how God looks at you because of the blood of the cross. What grace is grace is God's life. Grace is God's very life inside of you, Him wanting you to be filled with His life. And if we are filled with His life, we'll be rejoined to Him in heaven. And if we are filled with our life, with sin, we won't. I want you to keep that in mind. This first reading is going to be pretty intimidating, especially if you're not necessarily familiar with salvation history. This reading takes place long after King Saul and King David and King Solomon. And this is after the kingdom of Israel, has been split in two, and the southern kingdom, Judah, is down in the south. Now, the northern kingdom's already been destroyed. At this point in the southern kingdom, they've been sinning a lot. In fact, you're going to hear that in the first line. In those days, all the princes of Judah, okay, that's down in the south, the capital of Judah was Jerusalem, the priests and the people added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all of the abominations of the nations, polluting the Lord's temple that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Okay, so it's giving you a context. This is what's been going on. These people have been sinning. They've been being bad. But listen to this next line. It's very important, and this is a long reading, so it might get lost if you don't pay attention. Listen. Early and often did the Lord, God of the fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Now, a lot of times people say, why is the God of the Old Testament so mean? He's always smiting people, and he's always, you know, sending plagues, and why is he so angry? People think that God in the Old Testament was angry, and then in the New Testament that he just got nice. And that's not how it worked. We forget sometimes that God does not just send his wrath. He does not just, you know, allow people to fall into, you know, to fall into destruction. That he sends messengers. He sends people. And for a lot of us, a lot of times we want to blame God for our sin, even today. We want to blame him for our suffering. When a lot of times our suffering is because we sinned. Not all the time, but a lot of the time our suffering we bring on ourselves. And then we want to blame God for it. But God is sending messengers to you. And to me, maybe it's a priest, a parent, a friend, someone who ministers in your parish. Maybe it's this podcast. God speaks truth to people in different ways, and we have to hear it. And the same way back then, God sent messengers to people to help them avoid sin, to help them avoid destruction. And the season of Lent is a huge messenger the church gives us to help us avoid sin and turn our hearts back to God. And as this reading unfolds, what's going to happen is that God is going to allow them to be taken into exile, okay, for 70 years. Basically, what God ends up saying is that, look, you keep choosing sin, you keep it up, and I don't want to wipe you out, okay? I don't want you to die. I want you to live. So what he's going to do is he's going to allow them to go be exiled until their hearts get right, okay? When their hearts get right, then he's going to use this person you're going to hear of, King Cyrus of Persia. He's going to tell King Cyrus, all right, send them home. Now their hearts are right. Now it's time to rebuild the temple. Okay, so rather than just wipe them out, he's going to give them time because he's merciful, because he genuinely wants them to live. A lot of times instead of wiping us out, he gives us time because he wants us to live. Now, this is important because we have to understand as you get into the second reading, and Ephesians can be tricky sometimes because Ephesians talks a lot about the mystery of God and how God works. And when you hear this, you're going to hear a lot about grace, 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 grace. God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, goes on to say, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not from you, it's a gift from God. And what he's saying is that you're saved by grace, not by what you do, but you're only saved by God's grace. And what he's really saying is that if you're filled with God's grace, you'll be saved. Now, how do we fill ourselves with God's grace? Well, we get grace through the sacraments and through prayer and through reading scripture and through acts of service. That's how we receive God's grace. Most likely, you've already had a reconciliation service at your parish, or one's coming up this week, or you're going to have one before Easter. And if you haven't had the chance or taken the chance to go to reconciliation during Lent, go. Rid yourself of that sin. Let God's mercy in. Let him love you. God is rich in mercy, like it tells us in this reading. And you're going to hear it again in the gospel. God did not send his son to condemn the world. He sent his son to save the world. That's why sometimes we don't want to go to reconciliation, because we're going, oh, I feel so guilty, and you know, I can't just talk to Jesus on my own. You know what? There's grace there. There's grace in the priesthood. There's grace in the church. And God came to set you free. And God sent his son and gave us the priesthood and the sacraments to set us free, that we'd be filled with grace, that we would not sin anymore. That's how grace destroys sin, through Jesus Christ. And in this battle of grace and sin, the only reason for us to be in sin, the only reason we sit around in our sins, because we haven't taken advantage of God's mercy. We haven't taken advantage of the grace that he offers to us. My brothers and sisters, the last line of the gospel says, whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Whoever lives in the truth comes to the light. That means respond to God's grace. Respond to this offer of mercy the church gives you in reconciliation. The Catholic Church is the only Christian church that loves you so much that she will not allow you to stay trapped in your sin. She will not allow you to live in your sin. So she gives you not only the season of Lent, but the tremendous gift of mercy and grace in the sacrament of reconciliation. God wants you to live forever, not just for now. All the readings attest to it. That's his message. What are you going to do about it? My brothers and my sisters, I'll see you in line for confession. God bless you.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.